Under current law, a judge has the option of ordering an ignition interlock device after the second or higher drunk driving conviction. This bill from Representative Dean Calfort would change that to a requirement.
We need to do a little bit more on the front end, and I think the ignition interlock will send that message and will change their behavior.
A vehicle ignition interlock performs a test on the driver to ensure there's no alcohol in their system. If alcohol's detected, the vehicle will not start. Violators would be charged costs for installation, and there would be penalties for trying to get past the interlock, like having someone else blow into it. Time is running out, but Calfort would like to get the bill passed through this session of the legislature.
So that people can say, wow, the legislature has taken a stronger step on intervention of drunk driving in an earlier stage. I think it would be a good message for both parties.
The Neenah Republican says state residents are getting fed up with repeat drunk drivers and don't feel the legislature has done enough to combat the problem. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.